The 10-day strike voting period opens Monday on all 23 CSU campuses, including Sonoma State.
We have completed the mediation process, which means the next step is fact-finding. The two sides are looking for a fact-finder now, but in the meantime, we're doing the strike vote.
But SSU math professor Andy Merrifield, a member of the bargaining team for the California Faculty Association, says even a strong affirmative vote doesn't necessarily mean a strike will happen, as the negotiation process will still have to be fully played out.
Management said they will not discuss anything other than 2%. We believe our 5% is extremely fair, and we're going to stick to 5%. Can situations change in bargaining? They can. I am not going to suggest in any way, shape, or form that we will never move, and I'm certainly not going to suggest that we will move. At this point, it's 5% and a step increase.
Although both sides agreed to a 3-year contract last year, it left open the salary terms for the second 2 years. That's what the current talks are about. At a small organizing rally on the Roanoke Park campus Wednesday, CFA statewide president Jennifer Egan outlined what is at stake for the university's professors.
We've had 10 years of salary stagnation. We have all sorts of salary problems. Our faculty are falling out of the middle class. Our average salaries are behind UC and the community college and a lot of K-12 systems.
That situation is especially acute at Sonoma State, says Howard Bunces. He's a professor of accounting at Eastern Michigan University, who has analyzed the budgets of the CSU and some campuses within the system, including Sonoma State.
The biggest issue with Sonoma State was the incredible decline in tenure and tenure-track faculty hiring. Over the last 5 to 7 years, they've been replaced by non-tenure-track faculty and part-time faculty. It was really startling how much of a decline there has been. Class sizes have also gotten larger. So fewer full-time tenure-track faculty, larger classes. So students are paying more, getting less, and the only thing that's doing better are administrative salaries and the number of administrators.
At the other end of the spectrum is Cal State Long Beach, which spends 40% of their budget on instruction. For most of the past decade, California's state colleges have seen their budgets decline year to year, a trend that has only recently begun to turn around. But Bunces says his study of higher education finances in California yielded a surprise.
The state university system is doing very well financially. They have a significant amount of unrestricted reserves, over $2 billion, more than sufficient to continually compensate faculty at a higher level than they are now.
But that's not what has been happening, especially at the local campus.
Looking at the 23 CSU campuses, Sonoma spends the least percentage of their total expenses on instruction, which is at 27%. They spend the least of anybody in the CSU system. And even when you look at a different set of peer institutions, it's clear that Sonoma, A, has reserves, B, has generated excess cash flows every year, and C, spends less money on instruction and instructional salaries than their peers.
The strike voting, limited to CFA members, will run through October 28th. The union is also preparing to demonstrate their frustrations at the next meeting of the CSU Board of Trustees on November 17th. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.